Traveling Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. I hope everyone's having a great day. We're going to take a look at some fun things going on the weekend of January 26th. Jacksonport State Park in Jacksonport is hosting a winter bird feeding and spring butterfly gardening workshop on January 27th. The middle of January is the perfect time to think about the hardships that native birds endure during the winter. It's also the time that gardeners are ordering spring seeds and planting spring gardens. This workshop covers both topics. Participants will learn to help the bird population during winter conditions and make a bird seed wreath to help feed their feathery visitors to the yard. You can also plan a spring butterfly garden and discuss various host plants for the home butterfly garden. So check that out. Believe it or not, spring will be just around the corner. It is the 28th annual Big Buck Classic in Little Rock on January 26th to the 28th at the Arkansas State Fairgrounds. An Arkansas tradition celebrating outdoor recreation in the natural state, specifically geared toward hunting, camping, and enjoying nature. There's going to be hundreds of vendors selling outdoor-related products. There's going to be live animal attractions, a chili cook-off benefiting the Shriners, a climbing wall benefiting Make-A-Wish Foundation of the Mid-South, and a lot more, including one of my favorite things, the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission Aquarium. So check that out on January 26th through the 28th in Little Rock. Gray Lake Resort State Park in Bismarck is offering the 39th annual Eagles Etc. on January 26th to the 28th. This annual event celebrates our nation's symbol and many of its counterparts, calling to light some of today's most pressing conservation efforts. You can enjoy up-close views of live birds of prey while hearing from some of Arkansas's premier animal caretakers and conservationists. There will be tons of opportunities for to see live eagles during the guided eagle watch tours of the lake, and you'll also see some seasonal waterfowl. You can also book a stay at the lodge and enjoy just a whole weekend and make some memories to last a lifetime. And finally, speaking of wintry visitors, there is still time to see our visitors from the north. A wintering population of trumpeter swans descends on Magnus Lake near Heber Springs every November and makes it their winter home through early February, so we've still got a little bit of time left. It's a scientific mystery as to why more than 100 of these birds flock to Heber Springs from their Midwestern homes, but their arrival makes for an exciting birding experience. Now, to find out more about these events or anything going on throughout our great state, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have a great day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. You can hear Traveling Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.